Today, I want to discuss and create joy. Webster's Dictionary says something like, joy arises from an event or a situation or a circumstance and is basically a fleeting emotion. Universal spiritual law disagrees. Charles Fillmore was a great New Thought author, and so was his wife, Myrtle Fillmore. You can find their work freely available online and read it at your leisure. You will definitely be enriched by their contributions to unity and spirituality. The following was written by Charles Fillmore in his book, Teach Us to Pray. True and lasting joy arises from within. The nature of the deep inner life is revealed only to those who spiritually penetrate into its source. A great subconscious well of living water will begin to bubble up in your soul, and you will come to know that hitherto you have been living in the shallows of life instead of in its mighty depths. You will be blessed with the knowledge of the unity of all things, and a great peace and harmony will well up within. It is said that on the ocean of life, a joyful man makes a good sailor. This is true. The strong, joyful nature will make its way where others fall by the wayside. Joy, spiritual joy, is ours by divine right and buoys us up and urges us onward to accomplishment. It is impossible to found a lasting stronghold within on anything less than the understanding that God is a God of joy. It is through our realization of this truth that we drink heartily of the wine of life. Often, even during serene, yes, sober moments, the inner man, the inner woman, is athrill with some newborn, joyful anticipation. In prayer, every high realization that comes to us is to strengthen us for greater achievements. And when we pray, let us pray with a purpose. Purpose gives life a real meaning. Purpose gives joy and zest to living. When our eye is on the goal, we are not so easily perturbed. Purpose awakens new trains of thought. Purpose directs these trains of thought into new fields of achievement. Really, to succeed, we must have some great purpose in mind, some goal toward which we are to work. But above all, we must always purpose in our heart to achieve spiritually. And so the purpose of the following prayer is to create joy. And by asking in the name of the One Spirit, who is the creator of the universe and the substance from which it is created, we will receive that joy. The reason for this is in John 16:24, which says, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be made full." And so now, in prayer, we recognize that there is one Spirit. This Spirit is the creator of the universe and the source and substance of all joy. Vitality is the Spirit's true nature. Joy is its nature. Love is its nature. Everything good is the nature of the Divine Spirit. Because the Spirit created us and can only create itself from itself, we are Spirit as well. And so now, we unite our mind, our individual human mind, with Divine Mind. And we know that there is only one mind. That mind is the source of truth and good and joy and love. Our mind is divine mind, and we accept this in consciousness now. We realize our joy, our full, abundant spiritual joy in all things. This joy is not dependent on outward circumstances, is not dependent on what anybody else is doing or even on what we are doing, as long as we choose it. Nothing has any power over this joy. We are not subject to any power because we are spirit, and spirit is only good. We deny anything that wishes to interfere with our joy, and we release it lovingly into divine light, so that it may come back to us as joy. In gratitude, we say thank you for the full joy that is ours, now and always. And we release this into the law of mind, knowing that our joy does manifest now, and so it is.